going to start the introduction. I don't know if we'll finish the whole thing. So I do want to start also a preface to the Inyan of Brachos. So we'll do both things. Okay. Hakdama. Yisro Nidias Advarim. It's mamash the beginning of the Sefer. We have Svarim, not yet.
Ellie's going to be bringing more, right? Coming out there.
Okay, but that's the one we're going to use. Okay, I have that. Yisro Nidias Advarim Amaskones Chalkehem. Okay. There is a benefit of knowing something by knowing all of the parts of it. Kvi Machlikosam, the Sidra Yachasehem. Machlikosa means knowing the differences between the various details and the similarities. Miyidiyosam Shlobatchon. Rather than knowing the generality, but not knowing the details. The difference is seeing a beautiful garden where everything is in its place, separated, and you can appreciate each portion of the garden. You see each path and each bed of various plants. And that is much more enticing than Maria's Choresh HaKodim Vayara Tzomeh B'Irbu, than seeing a bunch of things growing haphazardly together. This way you can appreciate each thing separately. Ki Omnam Tzir Chalokim Rabin Asher Lo Nodeh Kishrom U'Madrigosam Ho'Amiti B'Vinyin HaKol HaMurka Mehem Eitzel HaSeichel HaMishtokek Lodas When seeing something without being able to appreciate each individual thing and its madrega and how it fits in to the whole, right, is intellectually a person who wants to know, right, he's mishtokek ladas, and he says that hishtokekus is basically where a person has something that he's missing and he wants to fill that missing thing. And chemda is where you want specifically something positive. So the mind feels that it's missing something by not knowing something, so it wants to fill that void. At the same time, sometimes you want to know something specific. Right, and when you see things and you don't understand all of the details, you don't see all of the parts, and you just see everything mixed together, it is extremely frustrating. When a person sees something, he wants to understand it till its completion, till its end, and what purpose it has. Both of those things. One says tachlis over here does not mean purpose. It means, tachlis means the completion, the perfection of the thing. A person wants to understand something till he understands it completely. And others say tachlis over here means taka, he wants to understand, then he wants to understand his purpose also. Zelo yala biyodo, kivin shenedar imenu tashlu minyono. But if you don't understand all of the parts, you can't possibly really appreciate the whole. Shari chelek gadol mi'adavar hu yachasav ima mishyachsim lo u'madrigasav b'metzius. V'zeh nela mimenu. Right? A very big portion of understanding something is how it relates to other things and what its real what its reality is, and basically only understanding all of its parts tells you what it really is. The nim says shukaso toradito medlishavasa, and therefore the chuka person has to fill the void of something he doesn't understand and wants to understand. The chemdaso and his desire to know these things specifically. Again, chuka is to take away a chisaron, a need, a negative, and chemda is to achieve a positive. The aim of Nucha, it doesn't give him rest if he really wants to understand these things. Lokein hayadav v'davar al afna. Not like a person who knows something with on all of its details, all of its parts. Should be yos noso miskala le'eno ba'alil kamoshehu. He knows the subject as it is in all of its details. Haloch yelech v'haskel sashif nesham v'yofi malachosam yisaned yishasheya. That gives a person a tremendous amount of satisfaction of being able to really know something well. Right? If you want to know what are the details that a person should know about any subject, that is its real, its reality. What is it in reality? There are two kinds of things that exist. Certain things exist physically, materially, and certain things exist intellectually. They don't exist in something you can see and touch or whatever, but something you can think about and know. That's everything that a person could imagine is what exists really and what he can imagine, what he can think about. Nimtza, if this sounds very detailed and very not lemaisa, don't worry. The sefer itself is much different. Okay, but I didn't think we should skip. That's why I was thinking of skipping the Hagdama, because it's too abstract. That's the word.
Esoteric.
Too abstract. But okay, well, let's get through it. And but really, we should be medayik and everywhere. As far over here, every word he has something here on. But I'm afraid that I'll scare people away, and nobody will come back next week after this. So let's just continue there with the Hagdama. Nimtza she'ein kulam min echad u'madrig achas. No two things are the same. Ela minim shonim madrigos mischalfos. Things are different, and they are at different levels. U'kafi yischalet minim ken yischalfo mishpateh v'chukeyam. And just as they are different in their existence, they're different in all the details about them and all the parts of them. And therefore, a person to really understand them has to understand why they're different than other things and what makes them up and whatever. And everything has its specific language too, they point out. That in every subject, there's a language that fits that subject. For instance, in an intellectual subject, a geder means
limit.
No, but that's a gvul. A geder means this is the context thing. Okay, good context. Mashen came, if you're talking about building, a geder is a wall or a fence. So you have to know what you're talking about. You're talking about in one occupation or one profession, a word may mean completely different than in another profession or an occupation. So you have to know the fichuko according to its specific context. What do these words mean even? So Roshia Madregos, I mean, what are the differences that a person should consider when he tries to understand anything? And it's just all leading up to when you understand Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem, so you have to understand all of these details. And that's what he's going to now preface, why he wrote the Sefer in the order that he did, and why it contains all the parts that it does contain. The Haminim Shmona, the differences of understanding something well, involves understanding eight things about the thing. V'hei Masheroi Shibachim Benosei, any subject, this is what you should look for. Lahakim ne'ezem emhu, right? The heim hakol v'achelik. Is this the entirety or a part? Right? You want to understand this subject? Is this part of something else, or is this the entirety of the thing? Right? Like what's it called? An arm. Is that all there is an arm? Right? Or is it part of a bigger body? Is it what's it called? You want to understand a body? Is that a whole thing, or is that a part of something else? Haklal v'haprat. That's also different. Klal and prat is something that is a chelek, and the kol is where something is part of something else as a part of it. Prat and klal is, for instance, you have a person part of a nation. So he's not part of the nation really, like an arm is part of a body. He's a separate entity to himself, but he's part of a greater klal, right? So that's klal and prat. Klal and prat is where the prat is not a part of the klal, it's just in the klal. Mashenkin, like an arm to a body, is a chelik of a kol, and a person among society is a prat in a cloud. Hasiba v'mesobav, to know if this is a cause or an effect. Hanoseva hamischader, is it the subject or is it something that is connected to the subject? V'zeh mashenidros v'shonu v'nosei v'das. That's what, if you want to really examine something, that's what you have to examine. All of these eight things. Imu kol imu chelik, imu klal or prat, imu sibo mesobek, imu nose or mischaber. Vehinei kfi madrigos, okay, yufchu bo afchonos. A person, according to his level, can delve into these distinctions, each one according to his level. Asher kfitivo mitzarchos lashlomas haskoloso vitzirin yonu, as much as his intellect will carry. Imcheleku yuvachish l'das hakol. If this thing is only a part of something else, he wants to know what's it a part of. He wants to know, if you want to understand an arm, you have to know how it fits into the whole body. Ibu prat yachrul akolo. He understands a certain new human being, but he wants to understand how he fits into society. Im siba yachrul amesoba. If this thing is a cause, he wants to know what it causes. What are the effects of that cause? The imisoba vesiboso. If it's an effect, what is the cause of that effect? Imischaber yivakishaloso. If it's something tangent, he wants to know what the subject is. And if it's a subject, right, he wants to know what the tangents to that subject are. Yachro kemochein ladas ezen min mimeni amischaberimu. He also wants to know what kind of tangent it is to that main subject. In kodem, a nimshach is something that preceded the main thing, or something that came after it. In mislava, in atzmi, in mikri, right? Does it accompany the main thing, or can it exist alone? It just enhances the main thing. Is it something that always happens, or only sometimes happens? You give some examples. If this thing is mikri, it's not the main thing. You have a shvarzer. So he gives an example over here. So his black color is intrinsic to his being, but his white teeth are what's it called, only a mikra. It's not part of the essence of the person, right? He happens to have white in him, but that's something that accompanies him, but it's not the ikur of what he is. He's a shvarz, he's not white teeth. Okay. In the koach, in the poem. Is this something that is actual or only potential? Kulam avchonis lo yushlam tzir in yonu zulasum. Unless you really understand all of these conditions, you can't really understand something well. V'yalakol yisborin al teva inyan ladasim hu mukhlet or mugbo. Is this something that is limited? This idea or this thing is a limited thing? Or it's something that is mukhlet, is always like that? If it's something that's limited, what are the limitations? You long call inyan amiti yoshu kolze im yuchasanose bilti hagumlo or im yulaka shlovik vula. Because sometimes you can know something about something, but it's only that which you know is limited, and in other situations or other conditions it doesn't exist. So you think this idea exists all the time in this thing. Is that true? It only exists at sometimes. So the fact that you know this thing has this characteristic when it's only limited, so it's a lie. It doesn't have that characteristic all the time. It depends on the gvul. Okay. The omdam tzorach shetizbonein shinei mispara pratim otzumot. However, knowing every detail in this world, every single separate thing, is like impossible, right? A person's mind can't possibly know everything. What a person can know is the generalities, and know everything about that general thing, and then be able to apply it to the details that he can then come up. Because if you understand the generality, right, in its details, then when other details come up, you'll be able to understand how they fit into that generality. If you'll know one klal, you'll know automatically, potentially, a lot of the details that fit to that klal. Even if you haven't yet understood them, and you don't even realize that they are part of that general thing that you know. So for instance, person knows the human body. He doesn't yet know all the different parts, but he knows basically what a body is and what its purpose is, and then when he learns about an arm, he'll know how the arm fits into that body and into the scheme of things. Since you know the generality, but you know it in detail, when the specific details come up, you'll know how it fits into that generality. When it comes to Torah also, you should know the generalities of the Torah, and then you can't possibly know every single detail, but as you know the generalities, you'll know when the detail comes up how to fit it into that generality that you know pretty well.
At the beginning of that paragraph, it's much that
there's no question. It's just too at the end there's a question. Achmashi yitztorech b'idiyos haklolimu hadas osom b'chol v'leim v'chinoseim. However, when you know something in general, you have to know it in all of its details. Right, you can't just know it generally in general, but you have to know it in detail generally. What, in other words, there are various sugim, various types of things. In order to know it well, you can't just know it everything mixed up. You have to know it, the general thing in its entirety, right, and all the different parts of it, not necessarily all the protein, all the separate parts, but all of the things that define what that klal is in detail. Even if some things that don't even think have any purpose, you have to pay attention to them. Don't consider them unimportant. Because if you don't know all the details about the general thing, then when a specific thing comes up, you won't know how to fit it into that generality. And therefore it's important to know all of the details of the generality, because in that way you'll be able to identify a part of that generality when it comes up. And therefore a person has to really examine something and in its entirety in great detail. Have to know their relation to each other and how they emanate one from the other, from the beginning to the end. The oz tatsliach, the oz taskil. And then a person will really be able to be an understanding person. Dehine. Now, bottom line. Api advarim ha'ele, chibarti lecha korei noyim chibur kotin ze. Based on this, I wrote this small sefer. Not such a small sefer, but that's what he said. The kivanti bo latziel afanecha klolei ho emuna v'adol. What is the purpose? I want to tell you the basics of emuna and avoda. And the way they explained it in the Mefarshim over here is, Emuna is God's relationship to us, and Avoda is our relationship to Hashem. That's Derech Hashem, the way to God. So the way to God is understanding Hashem's relationship to us and our relationship to Him. Baofen shetucha lamalei malnachum. And when you know these general principles of these things, which he's going to enumerate what they are, the yitztayru b'sich l'chatzir masbik, and you know them in great detail. You don't know all the details of them, but you know the generality in great detail. Mutzu b'na'ibru v'alvucha. You'll be saved from everything being mixed up and hodgepodge. The tira shorasheim v'anfeim, shorasheim v'anfeim, and like Yosef b'beirav. Sorry, you'll know the roots and the branches of these things, and then when you want to understand the parts of them, the specific parts, you'll be able to understand them better. See, shiashlo alibecha v'tikna osa b'sichlecha b'mufreshim upon him. And then when you come upon specifics, you'll understand them better in light of the generalities. As much as God gives you the brains to understand these things, each person on his level. I put this in an order that I think is the best order it could possibly be. And I weighed every word. What is the best way of describing the point I want to get across? So every word here has been weighed to why he uses that word. So we can sit here on the whole Sefer and every word decide if he could have used a different word and why use this word. And there are Mepharshim over here that do that. Okay, we're not going to do that in every single thing, because otherwise we'll never finish this and it'll become every shiur like this one where everybody is totally lost pretty much. Okay, I pick the words and I pick the order that can bring across the point in the best way possible. Therefore you also have a responsibility when you read this book. You should be medactic in the words I use and the order I said and why, what I'm trying to convey and the way I'm trying to convey it. The Lishmar is called Zeshmira Mula. And guard this idea that everything here is weighed out so you'll get the most benefit from the Sefer. The Altavatar al Shum Diktu. Don't just learn this surface wise. Right, every dikduk you can have, I intended that. I meant that you should think into it. You may miss something. Right, be medactic on every word. And get the basic ideas that I'm telling you. And weigh everything and the way we said with all the eight things of what I'm giving you over, right, in your mind. And then you'll be satisfied. You'll find satisfaction in knowing the basics of Yiddishkeit. I call the Sefer Derech Hashem. To he who klal midrocha disbara shabal shegila lana yedneviyav beldiyanu besarasa. These are the ways of Hashem. Again, the one way is emuna, how Hashem relates to us. And the other of how he deals with us, the chilakdios, and also the avoda, how we're supposed to relate to him. The chilakdios of the arba chalakim. I split into four sections. Chelak rishon adabrbo al klal yisodos hametzius uprotoso. First one is, what did God create? Right? What are the parts of existence? Chelak sheni bashkochos yisbarashemo. How does God relate to this existence? His hashkocha. Chelak shlishi benavua. Right? How does God communicate with human beings? Navua. The chelak ravi bavoda. And the fourth thing is what our responsibilities are to Hashem. Avodas Hashem, mitzvahs, Torah, and so on. Viata ochi. Now, my brother, kol mevakesh Hashem v'derech hazeh lech. You want to know what Yiddishkeit is? Follow this derech. Hashem yia imcha, gives us a bracha. We should have siyata d'shmaya. V'nosu l'chaynayim liros, v'aznayim l'shmo. We should have eyes to see, meaning our mind should be clear, and we should be able to hear and understand what is being said. L'shmo niflos mitorosso, to see the wonders of the Torah. Amen, ken yehi rosso. Okay. I promise you next week will be much more understandable.
You explained it so well.
I did?
Yeah. Don't
ask me. The problem is that I didn't understand it so well. Yes.
I was surprised he got a paragraph about being a diaconic in every word here. Yeah. He did not do that in the Sutra.
What? He never said that. I know, and the Vilna Gaon said in the Sutra specifically till the 11th parrot, there's not an extra word.
It's interesting that he chose to tell you here.
I hear. Not sure which was written first.
The explanation that is simple. The Derech Hashem was written in order to convey information.
Right.
Sister Shani writes in the beginning that it was just give a useful review.
Okay, so it's not so important to medactic in each word, even though every word he was medactic in.